We're in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. We've completed Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis now of the halachas of davening of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, as well as the davening of Rosh Hashanah. And now you come home at night, and the things that we eat Rosh Hashanah night. The Gemara increases the Siman Tav Kuf Pei Gimel. Tav Kuf Pei Gimel, two sifim, and we'll be doing both of them. The Gemara increases in Horius. Mentions that simna milsa, a simin is something. There's something about a simin. Well, now that there's something about a simin, these are the foods that you should eat Rosh Hashanah night as a simin. I'm just pointing out the fact that this is Medina de Gemara. I do not want to belittle Minhagi Yisrael in any way whatsoever. One should understand that we are not dealing with Minhagim alone. This is actually a Gemara telling us to eat these things. So the Gemara there says, what should a person eat? Ye Adam Rogil Lechol Barash Hashanah, Rubia. The first thing is Rubia, fenugreek, which is a kind of, these are little seeds, they look like beans. That's the first thing. Dahinu Tilson, you should eat that. The second thing is Karti, which is leek. Silka beets, or the leaves of beets, as others do. Tamri, dates. Kra, that's a gourd. Some will use zucchini. And then it says what to say. The Gemara does not say what to say. The Gemara just says, eat these things. In other words, the eating itself is the simen. Simna milsa. Now that we said that a simen means something, so by eating them, you're being mesamein. You are actually signaling to Hashem that you want certain things. But we say with it, kishe yochal rubya, when you eat the rubya, yomar yiratzon sheyirbu zchuyosenu. The word rubya sounds very much like yirbu zchuyosenu. So to that, the Mishnah Berurah adds that in any country, depending on the spoken language, if there's a word that sounds like whatever the equivalent is for more, then you eat that and you say sheyirbu zchuyosenu. The Mishnah Berurah also says that the way we say it is we say Yiratzon Milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. He says to say the Shem Shammai. Not everyone has that minhag. The Mishnah Berurah says to say it that way. The next one is Karti, the leek. Yikarsu Soneinu. You should say Yikarsu Soneinu. Our enemies should be cut off. Silka, the beets. So Lashon is Siluk. Yistalku oyaveinu, our enemies should be pushed away. Tamri dates, yitamu soneinu, those that hate us should end. Kraw, the gourd. So this we do two things, but pronounce it properly. Yikara with the ayin, yikaraz gzardineinu, our gzardin should be torn. And the yikaru lefanecha zechuyosenu, our merit shall be read in front of you. So, according to the Machaber, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we should be eating all of these things on Leil Rosh Hashanah and include the tefillah with it. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shloh that at the time that you eat these foods, you should also be misorer to tshuva. And you should be mispalel, these yiratzon should be belave shaling. The Ramah then says something else. V'yesh no'agim lechol tapuach mosok bidvash, to eat a sweet apple in honey. The Mishnah Berurah says that the apple is the ikr, the honey is the tafel, so one would make a bracha on the apple to cover the honey. Furthermore, he says, even though we eat this after the motzi, since a fruit is not generally part of the meal, the halacha is that when you eat a whole fruit during a meal, you're supposed, unless you were kovei asud al aperos, the halacha is that you're supposed to make a bracha on the fruit. Therefore, you should say borei pri ha'etz, eat some of the apple dipped in honey, and then say the Yehi Rotzon. We are not mafsik between the bracha and the eating with the Yehi Rotzon. Furthermore, there's a minhag of dipping the challah, the hamotzi, into honey as well. What do we say when we dip it? So the Ramah said, Tizchadei shaleinu shana mesuka, a sweet year. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the minhag of not having sour things on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, for those who normally have sour borscht, you make sure not to have that on Rosh Hashanah. Also, cooking fish, those who normally use vinegar in cooking fish should not cook their fish in vinegar for Rosh Hashanah. And then, the Mishnah Berurah says, if we go to such lengths to avoid anything that could be sour on Rosh Hashanah, certainly avoid anger on Rosh Hashanah. Avoid kas on Rosh Hashanah. And he says something very, very interesting, and that seems to be quite important. He says a person should be batuach b'shem, together with the tshuva, you're going to have a good gzar din. What does he mean? Apparently, the Chafetz Chaim saw that people may have a tendency to actually be quick to anger on Rosh Hashanah because they're tense over their din. It's a Yom HaDin. There would be a tendency because we're strained, we're stressed. It's Yom HaDin. So, you know, we're short-tempered. Says the Mishnah Berurah. You got to work on that. Make sure that you do not get angry on Rosh Hashanah. And how do you prevent that? Develop within yourself a sense of bitachon. Do tshuva. Obviously, no, don't give yourself false reassurance and think, oh, you don't have to do tshuva. Hashem is all mole rachamim. It's definitely a Yom HaDin, and it's a day that you've got to do tshuva. You do tshuva and have bitachon, then Hashem will help you along. And then you've got the patience for people, and you're not going to be short-tempered. Further, the Ramah says, yesh ochlim rimonim. That there are those who eat pomegranates on Rosh Hashanah. V'omrim narbe zechuyos karimon. We should have lots of merits, lots of zechuyos, the same way a rimon, the whole fruit of the rimon, is just many. It's lots of pits inside, surrounded by the juice of the fruit. That's one thing. And another thing he says is, v'nogim lechol baser shamin v'chol minei metika. What you eat is good food, fat meat. I assume this is relative, fat meat, and mina matika, all kinds of sweet foods. In other words, on Rosh Hashanah, what we do is we eat good food, and that's all part of the Simna Milsa. Having a good good meal on Leil Rosh Hashanah with all sorts of good foods is part of the Simna Milsa, that this should be a very good and sweet year. Siv Beis. Ochlim Rosh Kevesh. The Mechaber says you should eat the head of a keves, a lamb. Lomer ni'el rosh v'lo lezanav. Two things. The first reason to eat a keves is to say ni'el rosh v'lo lezanav. We should be a head and not a tail. And the second thing is to remember the Elo shel Yitzchak, the aisle that Avram Avinu was makriv in place of Yitzchak Avinu at the Akedah. An aisle is a ram. It's not a sheep. The Mishnah Berurah therefore says that if you're already going to be Makayim this minhag, you're better off using a ram and not just a sheep. So the head of a ram. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, and what if you don't have the head of a ram or sheep? So you can use any other behemah v'of. Interesting, he only mentions behemah v'of, whereas the minhag seems to be to use fish. Then the Ramah says, Yesh medaktikim, shelo lechol egozim. We do not eat egozim. Now, what are egozim? Egozim are nuts, but not every nut is called an egoz. Egoz is a nut that is called egoz. So walnuts are called egozim. Hazelnuts are called egozim. Almonds are called shkedim. They're not called egoze shaked or something like that. But he gives two reasons. He says, one is she egoz begamatria chet. Because the word egos is more or less the gematria of chet. It's actually chet without the aleph is the gematria of egos. And on Rosh Hashanah, we avoid doing anything that could possibly smell of chet. Anything that could have anything to do with chet, so we would not eat nuts. So if that is the reason, then that would only apply to the nuts that are called egos. But then he gives another one. V'od shemar bim kicha v'niyah. Because then you find in your mouth is full of all sorts of liquids after you eat them, and it disturbs your davening. If that's the case, it would apply to any nut that would actually cause that to happen. Umavatla matfila, because they disturb your davening. Yeah, the next thing that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, excuse me, that the Ramah brings down, v'holchim al hanar, the minag of tashlich, that we go to the river and we say v'sashlich b'mtsulos yom kol chatoseinu. The Mishnah Berurah talks about the reason for tashlich. We go to tashlich because the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu on the way to the Akedah was drowning. The Sutton went and made a river and he was up to his neck in water until he said, he asked Hashem, Kivo Maim Ad Nafesh, come and help me. Therefore, Lezecher Akedah, we go to the river on Rosh Hashanah. He says it's good to go to a place where there are fish. For a simon that Ayin Hara should not rule over us, the same way there is no Ayin Hara for the fish because they're all under the water. Whereas he brings from the Ksavim, from Divrei Kabbalah, that you can go to a Nohar or a Be'er. You can also go to a well. Generally speaking, one would not find fish in a well. So you see that one can also go to a well, and it says that it's better off being outside the city. So if it's on Rosh Hashanah, it may not even be permissible. But for people who go on some other day, they would go outside the city then. But anyway, the minhag is to go after davening. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Kavanis that you go on the first day after mincha before shkia. That's the time to go. He also says that if the first day falls on Shabbos, the minhag is not to go on the first day, but to go on the second day. Apparently, wherever they went, there was a problem of carrying, and there is the fear that one would take his machzer with him in order to say tashlich. So on Shabbos, we do not go. The next thing brought down in the Ramah is v'gam nohagim, another minhag. Shelo lishon bayom Rosh Hashanah, u'minag nachonu. There are those who have the minhag of not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah, and he says, and that is a proper minhag. It's based on a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that one who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, his mazel sleeps. The Mishnah Berurah mentions several things. First of all, he says, Yoshevu batal ki yashin dami. Wasting time is certainly no better than sleeping. Not only that, but if someone would like to go and learn, but finds that his head is just very heavy, he's very tired, and he finds a hard time focusing on his learning, he's better off resting a little bit, he's better off sleeping a little bit, getting up and then learning. You're better off, rather than waste the whole afternoon because you're afraid to go to sleep because of these inyanim, sleep a little bit. Learn. Do something constructive with your day. Furthermore, he brings down dais that say that after chatzos, one is allowed to sleep. After chatzos, the din was done already, and therefore one is already allowed to sleep. So that certainly, if we're talking about after chatzos, and one is very tired and therefore cannot concentrate, he's better off having himself a little rest, getting up and then learning, because remember the day is Rosh Hashanah, and the one thing you certainly don't want to do on Rosh Hashanah is waste time.